story. Second chapter. It could begin with a big full page of her in that fantastic hall or that presidential gala dinner is being held, and she's mingling there, and she's coming back in again down the stair, and then Julie, that's a good name, is, or I'm considering making her Indian or Japanese, you know, like one of those. I have one Chinese actress in mind, but could be Anuradha Patel. Why not? So, who I'm a Facebook friend with. She's an old now famous Indian actress. Why not? Whatever we want to call her, we could call her Radha. And hey, come and meet. The celebrity crew. And then one is, so now I'm thinking Tom Cruise-ish, standing next to her, and he's like laughing and saying, yeah, we'll play the fame game. And she, you know, she's kind of stepping on that crowd and saying that, well, you know, so you're Fair Lady, I heard. What game do you play? And she's laughing back or something that she just says, well, we all act a bit now and then, don't we? Just something like that. And could be some old actor there, really cheesy looking old Hollywoodish. And he has some glass in his hand and he said, a fair lady, aha. Don't you get it? He's drunk. And the youngsters just look at him and said, you know, My Fair Lady, the old musical. Hey, that's clever because you look. Because you have fair hair. And she says, or I make a fair share. Aha. It's a little like that. She's moving around. I don't know if I can handle this and make it not completely pathetic, but maybe that won't hurt. There can be a little kind of slapstickish in the way. Not slapstick, but a little bit like that. So a little bit like one of those mystical beauties that may, from some old classical story or movie, move around in the court of the king in the palace, you know, among the aristocracy people there, the fine ones, who are just completely sunk in that game, the act, the social codes, the social act. You know, we just try and lift that into this.